Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting third. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ricky Seelheimer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Baines fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Baines. Gantner moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Seelheimer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Seelheimer and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison misplays the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Gantner scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seelheimer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Seelheimer reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seelheimer scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Molinaro strikes out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Pryor goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Morrison scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 White Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball towards center. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Yount tags and scores. It's White Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lescano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Augustine fires to first and has Baines trapped. There's the throw to Gantner, who tags Baines for the out. Baines moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seelheimer strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Seelheimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Seelheimer and he is safe. Moore steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morrison moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money fields the ball and throws to Augustine covering. Safe. Morrison moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Ogilvie reaches third base with a triple. Mike Proley now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Proley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Ricky Seelheimer. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's White Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 4 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bruce Kim now catching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Romero pinch runs for Sal Bando. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Gantner strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Yount reaches second base with a double. Romero scores. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper is walked intentionally. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing second base. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Bill Castro now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Morrison bunts towards third. Gantner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gantner. Morrison moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morrison moves to third. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morrison scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Brewers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob McClure now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.